Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
No better way to start your day than
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks!
She's the small wonder, lovely and bright and soft curves. She's a small wonder, a child unlike other girls. She's a miracle, and I grant you, she'll enchant you at your sight. She's the small wonder, and she'll make your heart take flight.
You're in a weird place right now, Jim.
Yeah, I am.
It's Nine's rejoin week, and he's on some kind of 80s kick now.
Yeah, I am.
Small Wonder.
At least I loved Small Wonder.
Yeah, but this sounds like it could be in a horror movie, though.
Yeah, it does.
Playing
on
a
show could have been a horror movie.
Well, certainly.
Yeah, you can reboot that as a scary show now with an evil robot.
That's like Lady Chucky.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, evil
look
robot
the
Vicky.
Hair. Goodness.
Lady Chucky. Yeah, couldn't you hear that on an old record player?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I want to see when they got older, when they started, you know, being teenagers and the hormones kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
You got all the parts?
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:10. More tickets to UFC Fight Night. That, boy, everybody's talking about that. Hearing from all kind of people.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the woodwork.
Hearing from those friends we didn't know we had anymore.
That's right. By the way, Nine and I will be making a public and personal appearance, both of those, public and personal appearance, along with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, UFC sensation and New York model. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
That'll be this coming Saturday from 11 until 1.
Yeah, we'll be at Metro by T-Mobile, 201 Malden Road, right there off of 291.
The commercial says that Stephen will be signing autographs.
Yep.
It does not say that we will.
But Stephen will.
So you have to come find out if we will sign autographs.
But he definitely will.
He definitely will be.
Yeah.
It doesn't say he'll be taking pictures.
But we will.
But we will be.
We will be taking pictures. Doesn't say he will, but we will.
So photo ops with us, guaranteed.
Yep.
Autographs, not guaranteed.
And we're giving away tickets every 15 minutes from 11 until 1 at Metro by T-Mobile in Greenville on Saturday.
That's 8 pair.
Yep, 8 pair. Every 15 minutes, giving away a pair of tickets. So it's definitely worth it to stop by, see us, see Wonder Boy, and possibly, quite possibly, win you a pair of tickets.
And take a picture with Nine's leg.
Yeah.
You can see how the... By the way, we posted an update. It's day 5 of Nine having cat scratch fever. You remember yesterday we roasted his leg. You can see the picture of the leg. It is at the Rise Guys on Twitter, at the Rise Guys on Instagram, and coming soon to Facebook.com/Rise Guys. You can see it. It's bandaged up real nicely.
You did a good job, right? I could do first aid on somebody.
You could be a team trainer for a local football team.
Yeah, could.
If you have any interest in that.
Nice taping.
Yeah, the first person would get hooked up.
Yeah.
The second person in line might get a little bit of galls. Look at that sucker.
Did you spray the stuff on it too?
No.
What was that stuff
called? I
used some
topical.
I don't know.
There was this adhesive spray, and then they'd wrap it with the
Like a pad or whatever.
That padded tape, and then they wrap it with the stuff. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, yesterday, oh man, yesterday was the roast of Nine's Leg where we tried to. I didn't do quite so hot. I think the order of how it went was Nine, of course, you were under duress and the subject of, I think, Fat Boy Page Me. Fat Boy did the best, followed by Page, followed by me.
One.
I had too many close personal jokes that not the entire audience could appreciate, I think.
Yeah.
And some of them was poorly worded looking back now, truly.
I enjoyed some of my silly one-liners.
I enjoyed the, I thought about the Marshmallow Man. What was that? Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
I thought about that. Paige with the canned ham holding or wearing a shoe.
Like somebody roasted Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, canned ham wearing a shoe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I enjoyed my, your leg looks like the White House columns during Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah.
But see, that one it missed a beat because several people were like, I don't get it. And I was like, it's pink during October.
Yeah.
Silly?
Yeah.
You're not American.
Catch up.
I think it would have been funnier if you said, it looks like the White House columns that time it burned down in the 1800s.
Oh, man. See, look at you.
I think that would have been better.
So that was yesterday. You took the brunt of that. You're feeling better. That's certainly in a better mood. Everybody can tell.
Oh, yeah. I feel much better.
Are you okay to suffer a little more roasting?
Yeah.
All right. P1 Sean the Bomb, Mr. Lickle himself, is on the phone. And Fat Boy, you didn't approach him. He called in cold and said, I want to roast Nine's Leg.
Yep.
Sean, good morning.
Lickle. Good morning. How's it going, y'all?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
I'll tell you, I added probably 50 views to the YouTube video of the uncensored FOF line recently of you saying MF-er, uncensored. It was wonderful.
MF-er.
You think Thank the you. Way he says liquor as lickle, think MF-er that way. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Sean, you wanted to pay attention to Nine's Leg a little bit through some comedy and a little bit of a roast, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's hear it. Nine, you ready to have a little more roasting?
I'm so excited for Sean the Bomb to roast my leg.
Let's introduce to the stage Sean the Bomb. Sean, good morning.
Thank you, Matt. Man, good morning. I'd just like to say that, Nine, you have a set on you, man. I would have been afraid to come into work after that because I'd think that Fat Boy would mistake it for an overgrown sausage and try and take a bite out of it.
He has been drooling and staring at me. I thought he was looking at my crotch, but I guess he's looking at my leg.
It kind of does look like an overstuffed sausage, like not enough casing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Bangers and mash.
Yeah.
That's
good one. Sean, you still up on stage?
Yep. When Nine walked into work, Paige freaked out because she thought her vibrator followed her.
Good Lord. That's a roast of Paige.
Wow. His first one was a joke about Fat Boy.
Oh, you're on the next one.
That was good.
You're on the dais.
You're roasting everybody else using the leg as the device.
Oh, now do Matt.
Come on.
All right. Last one. Okay. Matt Man likes Nine's new leg because it's so shiny. It's a new surface he can see his reflection in.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Sean the Bomb.
Strong,
very good. Sean, I keep a journal almost like I do with Fat Boy's T-shirt of the day of words that I'd like you to say. So every time you call, would you please say the phrase "legalize marijuana"?
Well, say it. I guess so.
Say
legalize
it.
Marijuana.
Oh, you thought about it too much. Yeah, I got to catch you off guard. I really do. I really do.
Well, I mean, you try and copy the way I talk all the time. You just don't do very good at it.
I do it by accident. You've mastered it, sir.
Yeah, he has.
You really have.
Well, you know, with me, it's natural. It's adorable when I do it.
It is adorable.
Gotcha.
I mean, it really is. It certainly is, Sean. I love you.
Whoa.
He's uncomfortable with that level of affection,
bro-love,
Matt.
Bro love.
No homo.
You know, none of that stuff.
He's probably got some action off that before.
What do you mean?
Off his speech.
Yeah.
You know, women like that. Ooh, that's something I can fix.
Have you ever had, serious question, you ever had a lady say you French kiss really well?
Multiple times.
Yeah. Nice.
What's he going to say? No.
Multiple Sean, times. I can't arrange it, but later when we play the Adult Price is Right, I'd love if you somehow got through.
I'll try.
I want to hear you say vibrator again. That was wonderful.
That was the best. That's as good as it's going to get today.
He ain't going to do it, though. He ain't going to do
it. Vibrator.
See, you're thinking about it too much. All right, Sean, we love you, brother.
Good job,
yeah, Sean, have a good morning, sir.
Y'all too. Have a good one.
All right, see you, man.
Later, Sean.
He went Sean the Bomb.
Oh, my God.
He's a fun time. I like him.
That's great.
Nice young man.
We got to think of other, not people. Making it people is too broad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we talked about, you know, other situations that we could roast. Like, I would like...
Illegal?
Matter of fact, we could reverse it and have, like, Nine's leg roast him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or my feet. Like, I bet my feet hate my gut. Seriously, if... Which one of your body parts hates you the most? My feet hate my guts.
Depends on which day.
Because I ate too much sugar and was the child of two people who did the same. I'm diabetic. My feet hate me for that. I think my feet hate me for all the weight that it's had to carry around for many years.
Your butt on the weekends?
I don't have one, so thanks for bringing that up and shaming me. I don't have an ass. I'm told that many times. Paige, which one of your body parts hates you the most?
My boobs. And I even talked to a doctor about having them cut off, which is so great.
You know, your use of words there really takes my... It goes from an outie to an innie real quick when you say that.
Yeah.
Why?
Let's just say a... it's an augmentation, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they're just so heavy.
Also, my hip, I think, hates my guts, too. Nine, your body part? Well, I guess you, it's obvious now. Besides your leg.
My back, man.
Oh, yeah.
Bless. My neck.
No, just
my blankie?
Back. No, just my back.
And my crack.
Just my back.
Fat boy. Boy, I got an answer for you.
I think his feet.
I was going to say your hands.
According to the Chinese Zodiac, my liver is my weakness.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The Chinese Zodiac said that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure didn't say river?
Oh, no, it'll tell you a lot like that.
My hands swell.
We're going to do some open phones because I see a familiar number calling in. We got to get to that. 1-800-774-0093. Think about that for a minute. Which body part hates you the most and why? That's very interesting. I'm going to change my feet because I have a different answer now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my feet don't hate my guts. I have another body part that hates my guts more.
Worse? Mm-hmm.
I should just say hates me, because my guts probably hate my guts, too.
Probably.
1-800-774-0093. You can call in about anything. Absolutely. 1-800-774-0093. Open phones. We'll talk to you right after this.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
Weirdo.
Nine.
Check.
Paige.
Maybe completely tune out and leave.
And Fatboy.
What's in your wallet?
93.3, the planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:30. We're doing open phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. If you're on hold, please continue to hold. We'll get to you one moment. One thing I did want to point out. And I just retweeted it and liked it. Nine's tweet yesterday was solid, talking about his leg and the cat scratch fever and it being swollen and all that.
Yeah.
He said, definitely telling strangers I got shot in the leg now that I have it all wrapped up. It's a way better story than a kitten almost killed me.
Yeah, it is.
That's a great excuse to use. Like P1 Rainwater said, you should have made it a hero story, like you rescued an elderly person from a burning building while fighting off a rattlesnake or something. Get the hero sympathy vote.
Oh, I could say I got bit by a rattlesnake
while
I was trying to rescue a small child.
Also,
said snake.
Dan from Columbia checking in. You know, Dan does all those parody songs. Not checking in with a phone call or a tweet, but with a new parody song about Nine's leg.
Get up, come on, scratch by a kitten. Oh, Nine was taken down by a kitten. Get up, come on, get scratched by a kitten. Scratching up Nine's leg and make it really puffy. Get up, come on, get scratched by a kitten. You wussy, get up, come on, get scratched by a kitten. You pussy, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Cat scratch fever is Nine's big emergency.
Oh.
Maybe we'll get Draymond to do that one live in September.
Yes.
Hey, Greenville.
Who knows? That's pretty solid.
That was pretty funny.
Hey, Greenville.
That's awesome.
I'm glad he likes me better than he likes Fat Bo.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'm about to go kick his ass.
No kidding. Oh, keep the songs coming. They're great. Also, if you haven't seen the update of Nine's leg, it is up at facebook.com/riseguys and then at the Rise Guys on Instagram and Twitter. We're doing open phones, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to P1 Legalize It with the subject, the question, which body part hates you the most and why? Legalize It, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Good. Just headed to a job real quick.
Yeah.
I would
guess yours is your lungs. Would you say it's your lungs that hate you the most?
Well, I'm actually smoking right now. Not like tree, but I'm smoking a cigarette.
Oh, okay. Not flower.
Yeah, no bud on the job. But no, man, believe it or not, it's my nostrils, man. Like, especially like if it's like dusty or something, I got huge nostrils and they're weird looking.
Oh yeah.
Like, they're not like bull nostrils, but they're like long, slender, like cave nostrils.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Will you send us a photo of your strills?
Nostrils.
Yeah, I could do that, man.
Yeah, I'd love to see a picture of your nose holes.
Cave nostrils.
Yeah, well, I got I got a size 14 foot that's like long and slender, and my ex roommate used to call me skeleton toes.
Oh, really?
And then I started noticing they kind of look like skeleton toes.
Is it true what they say about guys with big feet, that they have really weird nostrils? Is that true?
The correlation.
You can verify that?
Yeah, man. That's it, dude. I can absolutely verify that, man. I got huge nostrils. I mean, I think it goes like hand in hand, man. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Say that again, Dry, so we can turn it into a soundbite. I have huge nostrils.
I have very huge nostrils, and they're cave nostrils, and I'm proud of it. I'm not going to sit there and hide it, and that's just who I am.
Be proud of your end holes. So. God bless you, sir. P1 Legalize It. Have a good morning.
You got them, flaunt them.
You too, brother.
There, see me. Good Lord. Oh. Charlie Sheen's nostrils are on hold, too. They hate him.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to...
Bud Fox.
Oh, well, where to go, where to go, where to go right now. This is a different subject matter, but it's interesting. Let's talk to P1 Honky Kong on line 3. Honky Kong was almost in a fight this morning. What's
up? Already? It's early.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Honky? How are you?
Shit, just kicking it like Kung Fu, you know?
Yeah.
I was driving down Pleasantburg Drive on my way to work, and I fly a Trump flag, you know, 2020. And the guy, his girlfriend was like, F Trump. So, you know, I'm like, you know, it's whatever. I get that all the time.
What, she screamed? she screamed that out the window to you?
Goodness.
Yeah, at the red light.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you really get that all the time? Like, how much?
Like, put it this way, I've been flipped off about 400 times since I put the flag on my truck, and I've probably been cussed out a good 1,000.
Wow, okay.
Now, when you say you fly the flag, are we talking about a general standard-sized flag from the back of your truck? Oh, my God.
Did he drop off?
What happened to him? That's scary.
Somebody got him.
Honky Kong, you there?
Honky?
Honky?
Honky.
Kong?
Paging Honky Kong.
I mean, the line's open, but I don't hear anything. There was noise there.
Oh, no.
What if they think Trump's really in his truck?
Does somebody try to fight him over his Trump flag?
Maybe Biden hiked the line and disconnected the call.
No. What?
You don't fight over that. That's so silly. You know, people, like...
What do you think is going to happen? You're going to change his mind?
If you're going to fight over politics, it should be a situation where there's, like, a war involved. That's what a political fight ultimately is, right?
Yeah. I always decided to make love.
There's plenty of other reasons to fight people if you got to fight somebody.
Yeah. Oh, he's still on hold. He might be going through a dead zone or something. We'll throw him back on hold.
Yeah.
Well, he's gone now.
It's weird how it's breaking down politically, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, it really is. Well, we're heating up. I mean, it's only here, yesterday or day before Trump actually said, I'm actually going to seek re-election and announced the candidacy.
He's back. But it was odd because he was connected, but he was calling us while
Well, let's see. What's up? Honky Kong, you there?
Yeah, what's up, buddy? I'm sorry about that. I'm riding through backwoods.
No, you're good. So the flag is the size of a standard flag that you fly from the back of your truck.
Yes, sir.
And what does it say exactly? Does it say MAGA, or what does it say?
No, I just said it's 2020, keep America free.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And then in on an average, every day you get a bird, you get some kind of somebody saying something negative to you.
Yes.
Okay, so the girl today at a red light says F Trump to you, screams it out the window or whatever, and then what's her boyfriend do? Because you said there was almost a fight.
Yeah, I told her, you know, I was like, you know, everybody's got a butthole, you know, just like an opinion.
Well, you didn't.
Well, her boy. Yeah. So her boyfriend gets out of the truck and is like, you know, I'm going to whoop your redneck, but it to be nice. And so I jumped out of the truck. And I'm ready to fight them in the middle of the road, you know?
Sure.
Because a lot of people, in my opinion, they don't like the man because he's trying to change and make it to where everybody has to pull their own weight, and people don't like that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and you're going to keep supporting him, you know, which is fine, but do you ever think about taking the flag down only because you don't have to deal with the crap all the time?
Or so you don't get your tires slashed?
Yeah. Just so you know, because this
man, because I drive an old piece of crap truck.
Okay, for get used tires.
If you want to damage my property, as long as I'm not there, you're safe.
And when you go to like say a Walmart or something, do you take the flag down and put it in the back, or do you leave it out?
I think a lot of people, in my opinion, I fly probably. People are scared because other people might damage their property, like you were saying, and all that. And this me. The way I was raised is if you support something, you support 100%. You don't do it half but, you know?
Right.
And so if you want to try and come at me, you come on at me. I'm a pretty big fella, so
yeah.
I'm not scared of a fight.
You know what the next fight is going to be? You're going to have another Trump supporter that says, I like F flag and I ain't got one. He's going to try to steal yours for his truck.
Well, I'll tell him to go buy one at the Jackalot for $15. Or you can order them off eBay.
Oh, man. Well, make sure it's made in America, certainly, when you order it on eBay.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you so much, P1 Honky Kong. Have a great morning.
You too, buddy.
All right.
That was gold.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I've often wondered that, like, you know, I see people with the you know, not just that, I mean, any kind of flag. You know, like, I've seen now American flags that are with the black and the blue for cops. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, like, people that are anti-cops, when they see those in the parking lot, do they ever walk by with that key out? Do they ever damage the property?
So we got as far into the story as dude got out of the truck, and then he got out of the truck, and they were talking, and then we don't know what the blank happened.
Life changed.
We got halfway through the fight story. Don't know what in the blank happened.
It's like Jets and Sharks, man.
The light changed. They should have driven to the next light and got out and started it again.
Yeah.
Until they eventually finished the fight.
We're up with half the damn story.
Paige is thinking about taking the Civil War memorial monument off her car now. She really is.
Yes. I'm sorry. Well, tongue-tied. I'm a Southerner. What can I say?
P1 Looper, pull it to the side a little, is on line 4. Looper, what's up?
What's up, guys? How are we doing?
Oh, man. Trying to figure out all that. That was interesting.
Well, first off, I'll tell P1 Honky Kong. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Donkey Kong with an H.
Pull to the side a little.
Yeah, correct. Well, if P1 Looper encountered him, I would give him no flack. I will let him fly his flag as he pleases.
Yeah, hell.
Yeah, you know, that's how it goes. But I was calling in about the body part that, you know, most gets in your way or hates you.
Yeah, your body part that hates you the most, right.
Yes, and for me, it would be my brain.
Yeah.
My own brain.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Left brain, right brain, arguing with yourself.
Overthinking.
Voices.
Correct. Overthinking. Paige, nail on the head. It's like you could be using the restroom and an epiphany hits you.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh crap, I gotta go write this down. But by the time you get finished in there, you get to the paper and it's like, oh crap, what was the epiphany?
Right. Notepad on your iPhone and do it. I talk into it all the time, and it's figured out my ridiculous Southern accent. So that's the way I do it now.
Well, there you go. Yeah. You just solved my problem.
Well, there we go, Looper. Helping out the community. Have a great morning, sir. Pull it to the side a little, okay?
Not always, brother.
All right. Have a good morning. That's fun.
You too. All of you.
We're hearing from all of them.
Pulled to the side a little.
All the legends.
Good little reunion, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I like it.
A little bit. By the way, I don't know if this is the person that owns the booth that sells those flags, but if anybody's interested, I can tell you the booth number now.
Fantastic. I got to go get mine.
Where you can go get your flags. More Rise Guys right after. I will tell you, top of the hour, we'll have those UFC Fight Night tickets for you. More Rise Guys right after.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
3.3 The Planet Rock.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's all right. It was perfect setting. It was perfect. 8:48. Good morning to you. We're gonna have those UFC tickets for Fight Night. That is this coming Saturday night at the Well. We'll have those again with the adult prices right. So 21 and up to play the game. I guess 18. Do you have to be a certain age to buy a dildo?
What was your rule?
I bankrolled the company. I didn't actually go out and do the surprise parties.
I think you should have to be 18 to buy those. I think so. I think they have signs up that you got to be 18 to go into stores that sell them.
Yeah.
I think.
Here's an odd question for you. By standards, do we work in corporate America? Like our jobs right now, are we in corporate America?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Prior to this, though. Nine, this is your first job. Prior to this, Fat Boy, you were a hot tub repairman. Prior to this, I delivered printed material for a paper company in town. And then, Paige, before radio, you had an outside corporate America job, right?
Oh, yeah. I was account coordinator for a cosmetic company.
Yes. Do you have a pink Cadillac?
No, I work for Estee Lauder.
But we work in a studio that's very confined and go to our office back and forth and don't get involved in the cubicle sales conference room aspect of it. So here's the question I have after working in 16 plus years of corporate America. When you walk by somebody in the hallway, first time you see him, maybe a greeting, hello, a nod, whatever your situation is.
Give them the up nod.
Then you go in the bathroom and you come back, they were at the copy, you come back, you see him again.
Yeah.
You speak again, right? You nod to them or you say, yeah, whatever, making it, oh, yeah, Thursday, almost the weekend.
Another day in paradise.
It just happened to me that walking out, I'm not going to say who it was, male or female in the building. I see the person. They say, good morning. I say, good morning to them. I go down to the bathroom. I come back. They're at the copier. They say, another day in paradise, huh? I said, yeah, making it almost to the weekend. As I'm coming around the corner, they had walked down to Mark's office, I'll say that. As I'm coming back around that one corner where it meets, we meet up again. I feel this pressure to speak to them again, or at least acknowledge their presence.
Or continue the conversation, even though it wasn't a conversation.
It wasn't a conversation.
It was just a greeting.
It gave me some kind of anxiety just now of like, I just spoke to them within 2 minutes apart. Twice.
Yeah.
Do I acknowledge them again?
What do you? Hey, you again?
Fist bump them? I mean, what do you do?
You don't have to say anything.
Yes, you do.
After twice already?
You don't. You just walk right by them. Yeah. It's not a huge hallway here. You can't walk by each other. At least people our size can't walk by each other, shoulder to shoulder.
Now, was the person just in the hallway, or were they engaged with Mark? Because if they're engaged with Mark, you can just walk by without saying anything. But if they're just walking up and you walk by them, then It is kind of awkward to not acknowledge them somehow or another.
Like when we walk out of this will make no sense to anyone but those of us in the room, and I apologize, but when we walk out of our studio straight, there's a production studio on the right, Mark Hendrick's office, Stone Man from Classic Rock 101.1's office, then our office, me, Fat Boy, and Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Across the hall is Twisted Tide / Paige's office.
Yeah, they're the same person. That's why I said /
Right. Paige changes her voice and continues on through the afternoon.
Sure.
As I walk by Stone Man from Rock 101's office several times throughout the course of the morning, I speak to him every single time.
But you know what? We don't always, or at least I don't always.
I feel some kind of pressure as to, not pressure from them, but almost from myself, of what do I say to this person? I don't want to ignore them.
After I see him the first time, I get a, what's up, fatty? And the second time, again, we're good for a while.
Yeah.
You don't, like, say something or just make some kind of acknowledgement or a nod or anything?
I would just do the,
I'm a weirdo.
Yeah, usually whenever I walk by Stone Man's office is, but it's
but
like,
you yaw back.
It's seven times a day, though, we do it back and forth.
But you do it, you don't yaw back. I mean, if he yaws, you yaw back.
And if I yaw, he yaws.
I know.
Now,
he yaw.
You know what I'm saying?
Doing karate.
There's a difference between complete shyness, which I'm kind of a shy person, than social anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
Like social, I don't dread running into people. It's just.
It's not that I dread. It's almost like I don't want to walk by. Like there's one person here that works upstairs. They're going to call them by name. They're not on air. But when I walk by them sometimes, I will speak. They will back, but looking down at the ground.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It happens.
It's awkward.
Very awkward.
You know who's the worst at this? If you're in the bathroom.
Me,
nine.
It sounds like.
No, if you're in the bathroom at 9 and somebody walks in, I don't want to say anything. Maybe 9's already saying something. Maybe they catch the tail end of what he's saying.
Yeah.
So I'll be quiet. And so he's like, you know, Fat Boy's in here too. And then we get a three-way conversation going.
Man.
And I don't want to talk to anybody.
We would have been, like, Fat Boy will be in there talking to me. Then somebody else comes in, he shuts up, and I'm still talking.
Yeah, I know.
So then I forgot, I feel like I should call him out because he was talking. Now he shuts up.
I did that the other day. I was at the urinal, and Fat Boy was taking a dump, and we were talking, and then I asked him a question if somebody else was walking out, and I kept going, and I heard Fat Boy responding, and the guy says, huh?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'll be in one stall. Fat Boy's in the next. He's talking my ear off. As soon as the door opens, I'm taking a number two beside Michigan J. Frog. He'll sing and dance for me, but not for nobody else.
Right. I'm in there the other day, and I'm like, oh, this is nice. It's quiet. A couple buddies down the hall walk in, and they get going, and I'm like, God. Now they're talking back and forth, and I can't go.
Well, we're going to have to go, Fat Boy. We must, because there's some there's a situation at hand. That situation is this. Ultimate Fighting Championship. UFC Fight Night. First time ever in Greenville, South Carolina. I remember the days we used to just have tough man competitions.
Yeah.
And mud wrestling. And now we're having Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC Fight Night. This coming, look at the calls already. What if I said we're not giving any away? What would you be calling about then?
Well, we are.
Well, we are. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. The return of the adult Price is Right right after this. Morning, everybody.
Guys. You guys are great, man. You get me through the morning rush hour and everything. First guys on my radio.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys.
Makes my trips enjoyable.
93.3 The Platter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.